Hey guys, it's Carissa. Welcome back to After Class with Carissa. Crazy. It is 10:03 on Monday, the 25th, and I'm here with Ava and Aislinn.
Hi.
Surprise, surprise. That was My Kink is Karma by Chapel Roan. I think it's a great song. It's definitely a fun one to scream in the car to. And yeah. That's my synopsis of that. I hope you enjoyed. So, how are you guys doing today? What's going on?
Pretty good. I don't know. This week is just really heavy with work. So it's a little bit stressful, but...
Ava just looked at me and gave me, what do you want me to say?
No, I realized that my nodding was not going to come through on the microphone.
Doesn't translate.
Yeah, it does not translate. I'm nodding. So... I'll make that clear next time.
Ava's good. Yeah. Also.
Ava's good. Good.
Ava also is good.
Me good,
Ava
too.
Is also good, too.
Me, Rafe. Good.
Me, Rafe?
Me, Rafe. Me, Rafe. And I'm nodding at the same time.
Are you, putting your hands, on your chest and, up to your temples, too? Me, Rafe?
Yeah, oh, that was, you had a bit of a vibrato there.
That was good. I'm the orangutan at the zoo.
With the, just moving your finger behind the glass.
That's funny.
How are you today, Carissa?
Oh my god, I'm good, thank you. It's been a pretty good day, I think, overall. We did a little bit of, ransom noting earlier.
Yes, getting back to our roots.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember, anyone who's listening, but we did do a little bit of blackmailing last year. It was all in good fun. We were also blackmailed in return, so...
That's true. We did start it, though.
Yeah, but it wasn't one-sided. I wouldn't say it was one-sided.
No, it wasn't.
But we did throw the first punch and most of the punches, I would say.
Yeah, most
and
of
the strongest
punches.
We definitely won.
I agree.
Anyways, we did a little bit more of that today. I threw a couple of paper balls at some people as well.
Yeah. Bullying, I'd call that.
I don't know. I don't know if it was bullying because they seemed pretty happy after they
picked
them up.
Yes, they were please throw more paper balls at us.
Yes,
they were begging for it.
That's exactly what I heard.
Yeah, the tennis ball incident.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What is the tennis ball for the viewers or
the
listeners?
The listeners. One time when I was in elementary school, the kids at recess had a bucket of tennis balls and they chased me down the playground and threw tennis balls at me. And that's the story. And I don't know why. I don't remember why or what I did. I was a really soft-spoken kid, too, believe
I think
not.
You were just being yourself, probably.
She brings that one up, every single day, too.
I just don't know what I did to
this
deserve
This is the
that.
Second time she's brought it up today.
Yeah. I think it's the third.
It haunts me.
Maybe it might be the third.
I might have to lay on the horn
to prove that. It haunts me.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Hey,
you
know what's so crazy? I saw that live over the weekend.
That's kind of insane.
Oh, my gosh. Tell us about it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I went to Taylor Swift with my best friend from home, Hannah. And it was actually, the most magical time in the entire world. Our surprise songs were You're Losing Me with How Did It End? And we both just kind of stood there bawling our eyes out. Like, we have a video and you can hear both of us crying in the background of, of Hannah's recording. And it's kind of funny. But when she started singing How Did It End? I literally just, screamed. Kind of fell to the ground and then stood back up and started bawling.
But quick recovery.
Yeah. Gracie Abrams was so unbelievably good, though.
Yeah.
Her vocals live are unmatched.
That's
it is so good. You know what was good? Okay. Ava is kind of a hater of I Told You Things.
Yeah.
And that song was so unbelievably, phenomenal. It was one of the best ones that she did. Also, she did Let It Happen and everybody put their phone lights on. And it was so pretty. It was actually, so nice. And she was like, oh, they're so pretty, guys. Thank you. And then I did cry for Gracie Abrams during Free Now. I was like...
Well, yeah, that's a good song to cry to, too.
Right? And I was like, this is my favorite Gracie Abrams song. And she is right in front of me singing it live. It was really emotional. But no, both Gracie and Taylor did amazing. Literally the best night of my life, probably. Hannah said something. She said that her children's birth, her future child's birth, is never going to top hearing You're Losing Me mashed with How Did It End Live. And I think that's kind of a good description of what happened over the weekend for me. Anyways,
Better than childbirth.
Yes.
I think a lot of things are better than childbirth.
Oh my gosh. There was, we were looking at like children's onesies today in the Hawk shop.
Oh yeah.
Also, I'm putting out a petition that I think everybody should sign for me to take over the Hawk shop merch, because no offense to Laurier, but it's kind of ugly.
It's not great right now.
Maybe we're just not the audience. Maybe. But then I don't know who is.
But most of those first things, years? Like, I haven't seen people wearing them anyways. And I'm like,
yeah. That's true, actually.
I see more of the older stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, there are some that are kind of cute that I saw, but there are others that are, like, so unbelievably, like, they're bad. They're pretty bad. And, like, I was like, please, like, put somebody else in creative control, because we have, like, Laurier is a cute name. Like, it's not an ugly name. Like, we can make it cute. We're working with purple. Purple's a nice color.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Like, we could do so much with it, and I feel like we're not. And it's okay. I'll get over it, I think.
Someday.
Eventually. Like, they have 2 more years while I'm here to get.
To step it up.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
To get before you step in.
Yeah.
Step it up before
guys,
I step
guys, we need a better future. Hashtag put Carissa in charge of the Laurier Hawk Shop merch team 2024.
Well, you got, it's almost over.
Yeah, 2024.
2025. Okay. Hashtag put Carissa. Put Carissa Riley in charge of the Laurier Hawk Shop merch team 2025.
There you go.
It's a mouthful. How are you going to campaign that?
I just did.
You have to make like an acronym.
Oh, this is it.
This okay. is the campaign.
This is the campaign.
I'm gonna like.
Is it?
This
is the bad place.
Oh boy. I'm gonna put it on like the bathroom stalls. Except I'm not actually gonna put it on there because that would be.
Yeah. So if it shows up there, guys, it was not her.
That would be vandalism, and I would never. But if it's there, like it might be like on like a piece of paper, like taped to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sign the petition, guys. I don't have a link, but if one of you wants to make a link. And then send it to me so that I can send it out. That would be great.
Okay.
Yeah, no. So basically right now kind of all we've been doing is school and essays. Like both of the essays that I'm writing right now are 12 pages, which is kind of insane to me because that's the longest essay I've ever had to write.
So they're all so much longer than first year.
Mm-hmm. The first year was literally like 4 pages to 6 pages.
Yeah.
And it's doubled now, which I'm like,
yeah.
I'm not completely struggling with it because I feel like I've definitely grown as a writer. It's just a lot more time consuming.
Yeah.
Because instead of, like, with an essay, you used to be able to go, like, the day before and get it done.
That's
and,
true.
Like, write it in 2 days. I've been working on these essays for over, like, a week now. And I'm still worried about the quality of them, which kind of tells, like, how much of a step up it's been. But they're due this week, so Friday is going to be a good day for us because both of the two essays are done. We have this tradition. So Ava, Aislinn, and I are all roommates. That's so crazy, I feel like.
Oh, my God. We're roommates.
We're roommates?
Oh, my gosh. And
who do you guys live with? Me?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I live with these two girls. Like
I live with these two dorks.
I met them in...
And they're right in front of me right now.
I met them in first year. And I think that, like, if I wasn't in apartment style, my life would be so different right now.
I'm not even ready to unpack that.
I said that the other day. I won't fully unpack it. But Ava showed me, her background on her computer, which is
really
kind
good.
Of
oh
just
my God.
Kind of insane.
No, Ava's background on her computer is like my favorite thing. It's so funny. It's a lot though.
I was like, if I wasn't in apartment style, I'd never be dealing with this right now. Like kind of.
You're welcome.
Butterfly effect, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. My presence is a blessing.
A blessing?
My presence is a present. Real eyes.
Me?
Eyes.
I'm real.
Oh my God.
You are real. Yeah. You're right in front of me right now.
Real as I'll ever be. No, but I was thinking about that the other day. what were we doing this time last year? We were playing Club Penguin. And I'm like, how did we have time to do that?
Last year, in class, too. It was like, yeah, we would it was in class. Every single one of our Greece classes, we would sit there and we'd be on Club Penguin together. And last year, okay, you know what's so funny?
Ah, memories.
You know what we were talking about? What was the thing? I pulled it up. We were in the Starbucks line today and I pulled up the like memories. Last year today, Aizen and I went to St. Jacob's Market, and it was the very first time that Aizen and I had, like, hung out together outside of school, and I got the,
like, alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got the, Taylor Swift debut, record from, like, because they had it, and I was so excited, but that was, like, the beginning of mine and Aizen's friendship.
Yeah.
Which I was, like, that's kind of cute. Like, 1 year ago today, we really, really became friends, and now we're, like, best friends and roommates. Like, that's kind of awesome. But, like, a year ago today, on the radio, around this time, it was when we were pranking Lexi. And we had, like, photoshopped, like, Drake onto the board. Because Lexi is obsessed with Drake. And she decided to skip class one day. And it was, like, the last day of the semester, too. Yeah. It was, like, right before exams. And we were just going over what's going to be on the exam. And it wasn't even an early class. It was at, like, 11:30. And she
was not early.
And she's like, oh, I'm going to skip. And we're like, okay. So we told her that Bonnie Glencross, our professor, had put, like, a picture of Drake on the board, and she missed it. And, like, we had gone and asked her to put the photo up. And basically, I took a photo of the board as people were packing up, and I photoshopped Drake onto it, except I, like, photoshopped it through the side of somebody's glasses,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it was really
so
good.
So it looked like it went behind the person, and, like, I cut out the people and everything. And Lexi was, like, freaking out. And then when we told her it was fake, she's like, oh my god, I told my dad about
that. Yeah, she, like, showed her dad the picture.
Oh my god. But that's what we were talking about, like, a year ago today on the radio. I think it's kind of crazy that I've been doing this for, like, over a year now.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
And, like, yeah, today I'm in my pajamas, guys.
That's how far we've come.
Yeah. And really, for the show today, I wanted to do something a little bit more low-key. I feel like whenever we're on here, we're always, like, we have, like, we have this plan, and we have a theme, and we talk about the theme, and we go into, like, in-depth about stuff. Like, we did all Dancing with the Stars last week. A couple weeks ago, we did, like, all Gracie Abrams. And we, like, I love doing that. I think it's so fun. But I also think that sometimes you just need to sit down with your friends with some mics and talk about life.
Yeah, when you're like, hey, guys, we need a podcast, and then we actually just do it. Yeah. And force people to listen.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, because our friend Kira said, like, a couple weeks ago, she's like, you need to have a podcast. And I think she said that to Ava. And I was like, well, I actually do have a podcast.
That's so funny you say that.
Like, I have Ava and Aislinn on all the time. Like, listen in, guys. I'm not sure if any of them are listening right now. But if you are, shout out to you guys.
Shout out to you.
Unless you're not listening.
Unless you're not. Yeah, then I take it back.
Then I take it back.
In high school, I was voted most likely to, like, have my own talk show.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of on brand for you.
Because you're always talking.
Yep.
I never, like, ever imagined that the radio would be something that I would be doing. Mm. But it was, like, the club fair last year. I went in and I signed up for, like, 20 clubs. And then I got the email, like, the follow-up email from Radio Laurie. And I was like, that could be so cool. Like, could you imagine going in and talking like that? And I talked to my mom, and she's like, this is perfect for you. Like, this is something that you need to do because you never shut up.
Oh,
and
my
I was
God.
like, thank you. Like, I think. And, like, I've joined, and I absolutely love it. Like, I work with the radio now. I manage these shows that I'm doing. Like, I have a wonderful team of volunteers. And, like, gosh, it's kind of crazy how things work out, you know? Anyways, what do you guys say that we maybe put on another Chapel Roan song?
I was just thinking that.
Do you guys have, like, a preference, or can I maybe put on my favorite?
Put it on, girl.
Put it on.
What are you going to put on? Because I was going to say that one, probably.
I was going to suggest that we play
California.
Okay, yeah.
Do it.
Because I was going to say, oh, can we play California?
This song is one of those songs that I will always listen to when I'm in the car, because it is the main song that I'm going, like, if you want to think about something, I, like, one of the things me and my sister talk about this all the time is that we have this like imagination where we're able to zone out really, really easily into something that's completely not real. And so when I'm driving and I'm like kind of thinking about like different things or different scenarios or anything like that, this is one of those songs that really helps me get there. Or like before bed, if I want to think about like any fake scenarios, which I know that people do that before bed when they're like, oh, like when I'm trying to go to sleep, but like all the proportions keep changing and everything and like I can't focus. This is one of those songs that's really, really good for just kind of channeling your like imagination into helping you think about whatever you want. I have some really good scenarios, guys. Like they're really interesting.
She's like told me a few of them. They're really like detailed, actually.
It's, oh my God, that's another thing. Hold on, guys. California's gonna wait. But I learned that some people can't imagine things the same way as others.
Yeah.
Like my friend Shay from home, shout out to Shay if you're listening.
Shout out to Shay.
Shout out to Shay is also one of our like little bits. Like I talk about you, Shay, if you're listening all the time. And whenever we do, Ava started, she'd go, oh, shout out to Shay. And now it's just caught on. But she told me that when she's picturing things, she doesn't see pictures. She like kind of hears words where it's like, oh, like picture,
so interesting.
Like picture a beach. Okay, there's sand. There's water. Like there are people on the beach, like stuff like that.
But she when, can't see it.
But she doesn't see it.
Oh.
But then when I say like picture a beach, I can like see the beach in my head. So like with scenarios like that, when I'm able to kind of like visualize something like that, it's because I'm seeing a picture as if it's me walking around or if I'm the main character. Like I could be anybody, but I am that person and I can see it as if it's like a movie. Go ahead.
Do you, like, can you manipulate it however you want? Like, if you're seeing a beach, like, you can see whatever, but you can change that. Like, you can...
Yeah, like, it's, like, it's kind of like I'm... It's like I'm writing a book, and except I'm seeing the book happen.
Yeah.
Like, I'm watching the movie, except I'm the one creating the movie, so I can switch out whatever I want. And if I don't like something, it's kind of like you just rewind and then start it again from, like, where you want it.
Yeah,
which
I can't do that.
Which is kind of
really?
Crazy. No?
Oh, that's
no.
So interesting.
I can, like, if you were like, oh, picture beach, like, I'd probably picture the Where's Waldo beach.
The Where's
or, like,
Waldo
or, like,
beach?
Something,
like that.
Something that I've had,
like a
time
specific
to analyze. Like
memory?
Yeah, like something tangible, like, oh, this is my example. Like, if you were to be like, oh, picture an elephant, I'd picture the sculpture of an elephant that I had to make for an art project. Like, I wouldn't picture an actual elephant unless it was something like, or like a dog or something. I'd picture a dog that I drew or like something like that. Where
that's
it's like things
cool.
That, yeah.
That's actually, I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
I feel like I read somewhere that the only thing that the human mind, like, can't, create is faces.
Yeah, I've heard
like,
that too. Like all the faces in your dreams are people
like
you've seen
people
before.
You've seen and you might not realize that you've seen them, or it's like a combination. Like a lot of the times I'll dream and I'll be like, who was I dreaming about? And then I'll be like, oh, it's a mix of these two people.
Yeah,
which I think is kind of crazy too, how like it merges people like that. Because a lot of the times too, when I'm reading, I can see the scene so clearly. Like, I get really immersed into books because it feels like I'm there with them. But the one thing, sometimes I'll remember and I'll be like, oh, I'm reading and I can't recall any of the faces. Mm-hmm. Like, when I'm immersed in it, it's as if the faces are there. But the moment I remember I'm reading, they completely disappear.
No, I get that too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can you recall voices?
Yes, that's another thing that you said you couldn't do.
I can't do that.
Which I think is crazy because if I'm thinking, I can clearly hear the way that people sound. Like if I'm thinking about something you said, it's you saying it in your voice.
Yeah. Okay, I think for me, it's like I can recall voices, but not 100%. Like they're just a little bit different.
That's kind of valid.
Yeah.
I feel like some of them are definitely like that. But like, question, if you're like thinking about music, can you hear the music the way it's sung, or do you just see the words in your voice?
I can hear it the way it's sung.
The way
you know, it's like, oh, you can like play a song in your head,
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yeah, because some people also like will just see the words and they won't hear it at all, which I think is kind of crazy.
That's kind of crazy, actually.
I'm like, could you imagine not being able to like hear your favorite music in your head when you're thinking about it. I think that's kind of crazy. Anyways, guys, this is California, and I think it's a really great song. I always play it in the car. I forced my brother to play it when he was in the car with me. This is my favorite on the album. And here we go. I absolutely adore that song so much. You know what else I remembered? Renee Rapp in an interview said that that was her favorite song of Chapel Roan's as well. So
did she? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Me and Renee Rapp have something in common, guys.
Renee Rapp, everybody.
We're basically best friends, actually, at this point. But no, that it's I think it's the songs with the drums, or like the drums in that song absolutely kill me. Or I love songs that start off a little bit slow and then pick up really fast, so it kind of makes your heart race a little bit. Like Free Now, Gracie Abrams. I Know the End does that. I think there's a Noah Kahn song that does that. I can't remember though. Is it Paul Revere?
The View Between Villages does that. It's really
I can't remember the name. I have been listening to Noah Kahn so much more now because you introduced me to him. And then my brother, my younger of my two older brothers, but he's still my older brother, but the younger one, he was showing me his music and he sent me one of his playlists. I'm like, oh, this is amazing. And it had a lot of Noah Kahn on it. So I'm like, okay, I think it's time. I've been putting it off for so long. And I'm like, it's time to get into Noah Kahn. I'm going to be that girl. I'm late to the trend, but.
That's okay. So was everybody else.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Mm-hmm. I've been a fan since age 12, so age 12. That's my flex.
You should maybe text him that. Tell him.
I'm gonna blog about it, probably.
Just blog about
it. Dear Noah Kahn, I've been a fan since I was 12 years old. That is 7 years. 7 years longer than most. And I'm very upset I didn't go to the concert.
You'll have to go to the next one.
Yeah.
Well, but maybe. No, like, we were ahead. For Chapel too, though.
Yes, yeah, that is like, one of my favorite things to talk about.
Like, but we were like ahead of that, that, and then I was like ahead of Lizzie McAlpine. Or probably like my two
and Gracie Abrams. We were both ahead of Gracie Abrams.
I was so glad that I was ahead of Gracie Abrams. Yeah. She is so big right now. But
yeah, she is.
With Chapel Roan was our background music during our ransom noting.
Yeah. It was God. I loved. Sitting in Ava's dorm room on her bed, all three of us piled onto her twin bed, and we're got all these newspaper letters everywhere, green paint everywhere, with Chapel Roan playing in the back.
It wasn't even a twin, wasn't it? Like a single bed?
Oh, it was a twin.
It was a twin?
It's the size of my bed now.
Twins are tiny.
I can't believe you're still in a twin bed.
I don't hate it. It's just like the mattress that we had.
I hate it.
I do not want to bring my queen bed all the way from home.
I like that you have more space because you have a smaller bed.
Yeah. But I also don't like that. When we go into your room and it's like, let's sit on Ava's bed, there's not room.
There's no
nothing
room.
Nothing new. Like, we've been doing it for years. Years and years. Oh, I was also head on Renee Rapp. That's my other flex.
Yeah. Oh my God, me too? Okay. Yeah. I think that's like a theater thing, though.
I was not ahead on Renee Rapp. I was like, it was Mean Girls that introduced her to me.
That's okay.
Like the movie?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, you had to clarify.
not even the musical. I'm sorry, guys. It's okay.
No, there's like forgive me. A lot of people in theater that it's like, oh my God, I was ahead of that. And then they pick up mainstream, like, oh my gosh, what's her name? Rachel Zegler. And I was like, oh, okay, this is strange. Now everybody knows who she is, but I knew her first.
See, I remember Rachel Zegler I watched the video of her doing like a cover of a Taylor Swift song on YouTube.
Right.
And like, I didn't think anything of it until she was like famous. And I was like, oh wait, I feel like I've seen her somewhere. And that was from that. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. But I remember listening to Chapel Roan and she was like kind of really small still. Like she was just starting to open for Olivia Rodrigo.
Right.
And stuff like that. And then all of a sudden in the summer, she just kind of went like super, super viral. Yeah. And
it
I was like, oh, like I beat that.
It was really strange to go from like just listening to her in Ava's dorm room or like by myself and then hearing her like in a grocery store.
Yeah.
It was so strange.
I find that with Gracie Abrams too. Yeah. I'll be like, holy cow, Gracie Abrams is playing in this grocery store once. Like, and I was like, I think it was in a Shoppers. And I was like, that is so weird to me.
The band that I went and saw in concert with my mom and my brother, some of their songs are very like mainstream now, but you'd hear them like in public and I'd be like, this is so weird. Like I was listening to them and nobody knew. I know some people know, but people still don't know.
You're ahead of them right now.
I'm ahead right now.
You're just, I feel like you have a lot of artists where you're like, I knew them before.
Oh, like so many.
I remember hearing about Lizzie McAlpine for a while when The Summer I Turned Pretty first came out, because Lola, the girl who plays Belly, would talk about her in all the interviews that they talked about music. Oh. But I didn't start listening to her until recently, where I was like, even still, like, I haven't heard a lot of her stuff. I'm really, really trying to branch out with my music right now. And I've been listening to, like, Discover Weekly, trying to get new stuff, because the way that I've always found music is by the artist.
Right.
So I'll pick an artist and then I'll listen to everything that they have.
Yeah.
And I'll pick out the ones I like and I'll make a playlist and that'll be what I listen to for the artist. But I never went by the song. Like, I think you go by the song, Ave, right?
Yeah.
Were That's you? What I do too. Mm-hmm. It depends, actually. I do both, I think.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it was always like artist first, then songs. But right now I'm kind of like listening to more songs by a bunch of different artists.
Yeah, I usually go by album. Like,
yeah.
I think like Ava stalks my Apple Music. I stalk a lot of my playlists have like
Apple Music.
If I have you on Apple Music, you've been stalked. You've been this stalked. Week.
No, like I'll literally like upload a playlist and within 24 hours she's already seen it. I'm like, "Oh, I uploaded this." And she's like, "I know."
Yeah,
I've already seen it. Like,
I've got to branch out.
Yeah. No, but I go like by album. Like, I'll hear a song or I'll find a song that I like and I'll go to the album, because it's usually all the same vibe, because you can go to the artist but, and they have different stuff, but the album's usually kind of similar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was trying to find more of what I've been ahead on. I was way ahead on, oh my God, I had it. Where did it go? Maggie Rogers.
Yes.
Way ahead.
Oh
on
my God. I feel like Maggie Rogers
hasn't like gone.
She hasn't gone big yet, but she's gonna get there. Like, mm-hmm. She's gonna get there, and we're gonna be ahead of
her. Her time's coming.
Her time's coming.
One other thing that I wanted to say is, when I play the music in between stuff, I always check my phone. And if you guys are listening, feel free to text me that you're listening, because
call in now.
I get messages from like my friends who are on here and they're like, "Hey, like, I'm listening to your show," and it makes me so happy
to know that it's not just us sitting in a dark room talking to no one.
Well, I'm sure there's like people who like spontaneously come across it.
Combust.
But
maybe that too.
But like, people, like my friends will text in and they'll be like, "Hey, like, oh my God, like, me too," or "I think this as well." And I'm like, it kind of like makes me really happy that you guys listen. So feel free to let us know, and, you know,
call in guys.
Anyways, there was something I wanted to talk about on here, and it was our little tradition that we just started this year, and it's a fun thing called game night.
Oh my gosh, game night.
We've had two game nights so far, and I feel like it's been pretty successful. Basically, we just have our friends over, and then we play games.
Like board games. Board games and other games of the sort.
We did drinking games.
Okay, I don't know if I could say that.
Yeah. all three of us are 19, for reference.
Yeah.
If you didn't get the ref,
Ref is short for reference, by the way.
Just using slang, guys.
The way that calc is short for calculator.
Calc is short for calculator.
Calculator?
You have to say it like that, because that's how he says it.
What is the other thing she says? Library?
You know, she does say library.
She does say library.
But you know what? This one time, Aizen told me and Ava that fall was the same thing as autumn. Oh my God. We didn't know.
Because we didn't already know.
That was my point. I have to say the context for that, though.
So game night, right?
So
the weather, huh? What do you guys like to do for fun?
What do you guys like to do for fun? I was about to go there. You beat me to it. Mm-hmm. So for game night, our first game night, you're looking at me like you're...
I don't know what you're talking about.
So we did our first game night, which was fun. I think we mostly did like chess and like Bananagrams.
But I don't know how to play chess. So I just sat there the whole time going like, that was probably a really good move, but I wouldn't know.
I'm really, really bad at chess, but spontaneously our friend Noah was worse. So I got to I got to win, and I was so excited about it because I was like watching, okay, maybe I'm not really bad, but I'm not great. But I was watching Noah and I was like, "Why are you doing that? Like, what? Like, are you trying to lose?" And then I played against our friend Ian, and he was saying those things to me. And he was like, "Do you maybe want to try a different move? Like, do you maybe want to put that one back and try something else?" And I was like, oh, like this is what is it how feels Noah like.
Like I should play with my brother. He's actually so mean. We'll play, and he'll like beg me to play. He'll be like, "Please play with me, please play with me," because I hate it. And then I'll put something down. I'm like, "Oh crap, no! I can I take that back?" And he's like, "No, your finger's off it. So now that's your move."
He's so to be fair, terrible. I do that with my brother too. But
yeah, but I'm like, I'm 5 years older than you. Like, let me take back the move. Come on,
it's like seniority there.
Yeah, but he needs a win every once in a while.
That's funny.
But yeah, chess and chess. Bananagrams. I love Bananagrams. It's so fun. I didn't know about it until this year. Oh. And then I think it was Ava that brought it when she moved in. And we play it all the time, and it's so fun.
I told my mom about how you play. And she was like, "Oh, yeah, I'm on your side about that." She's like, "That's terrible."
To be fair. Okay.
Oh,
so
to be fair.
Bananagrams, I get really competitive with Bananagrams.
Yes, you do.
I love word games. Like, give me a word game, and like, that's my
Boggle.
Thing.
We have Boggle at home.
We have Boggle.
I still
here.
Haven't played Boggle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It might be mine.
No, it's not.
No, it's yours.
No, it's no, my actually. Boggle. Actually, that's actually my Boggle.
I know that I brought a couple like little ones. Like, I have like
no the
just
Boggle
a few
that's
little Boggles.
The Boggle that's there is definitely
Boggles.
The one from home.
I saw a big Boggle.
My home, actually. But no, for Bananagrams. So what I started doing was it got too easy. Not like that's not anything against
it just,
them.
Like,
but
you've played it a lot.
Like I've played it so much that I'm kind of used to it and I know the default like words to go through. Mm-hmm. So I started specifically only doing like super long, like intricate words. Like I think my what was that one that I did? It was like heart-wrenchingly.
That was a good one.
And basically,
my gosh, I have something
it's a good one for beginners.
To get those words, you need a crap ton of letters, right? So when I get like, I would grab my letters, immediately flip them, and if there were letters that like, the first thing I do is I'd see like the majority of the letters, and I'd pick a word, and I might not have everything to make that word yet, but I would think of a word, and it could be a word that I only have like two letters for, but once I had it, I was like set on it. So I basically dump all of my letters, and when you dump a letter, you have to take three more. So I'll dump all the letters until I have all the letters I need for that word. So eventually by the end of the game, I have so many letters and I have like more longer words because I just dump everything. But what I do is with the X's and Z's, basically what was happening
basically
is that I couldn't
that
use
I
X's and V's and Z's, Z's. I grew up in Texas, guys. I grew up in Texas with the horses
Texas.
And the fire ants.
This is not her Dale first rodeo.
It ain't my first rodeo, I'll tell you that much.
That was good. I like that. This one time when I was a kid, I was a kid. I was probably like 13 or 14. I was on Omegle and I started doing a southern accent and somebody was like, "Are you from like Indiana?" And I was like, "No."
Oh,
like, I just got so used to
getting there. You're
getting
closer.
I just got so used to talking like that that they were like, "Oh, like, where are you from?" And I was like, I can't do accents either, guys. Like,
it's true.
It was a bad accent, and that was a bad accent. You should hear my British one. It's really good, but they say it's terrible.
Something. No, but, yeah.
But I started talking like that, and they're like, "Oh my god, like where are you from in the States? Like Indiana? Like, are you from Tennessee?" I was like, "No, like it was bad. You should have caught that." Anyways, so Bananagrams. I would basically dump all the really bad letters, and then at the very end, when we would say bananas and we'd have to pick up the letters, Ava would end up picking up the really bad letters. So she'd always get really, really mad because she would get stuck with all the letters that I was throwing away. Which it's fair game. It's fair game.
You know what I said? You know what my mom said? She was like, "You would hate the Bananagram duos once because you have to deal with what you have. Like you can't switch it out."
See, the other thing is, once you got really there, because there was one day when you got so angry at me that after we played, I asked you, I'm like, "I'm sorry. Like, are you serious?" I was so worried that you were actually mad. Then ever since then, I've started using them a little bit more. Like, I've started being like, "Okay, before I go in, let me think of words that I can make with these letters specifically so that Ava doesn't get mad again." So I've gotten a little bit better with it.
My favorite thing is that, like, I am mad, but it's just a bit. At the end of the day, it's just a bit.
Oh my god, Ava does that a lot, where she'll be mad and then we'll misinterpret it, and then like
was a prank.
Yeah, and then Aizen and I are just like, "It was?"
We're like, "What are you talking about?"
You know what? Yeah, I think it's from my mother though. I was talking to my mom and she was like, "Yeah, like I'll talk to your dad and then he'll think I'm serious, and I'm never serious. Like, when am I ever serious?"
So that's what that's from.
It's from that?
Yeah.
I see.
That's the bit.
That's like your mom's bit that she hates me. And I'm like, oh, your mom hates me. I've just accepted it. Yeah. It was mom hates me now.
My mom hates everyone, so beware. Except for me.
Aware? Oh, I don't know about that. I've heard the way she talks to you.
I'm sorry. Let me pull up. There. Let me pull up the emails. Your funds await. Your funds await.
Oh my god. Anyways, so we did a second game night, and that was specifically drinking game night. And
that was the weekend before Halloween, so it was like Halloween themed.
Yes, we were all in costume. We decorated the whole place. We had like the music was loud, and we played Stack Cup and like Cup Pong and everything. Not Cup Pong. I keep saying that because of the iPhone game. Beer Pong. like the Game Pigeon one where you like, yeah. I'm really bad at that one actually. Oh, let me just I'm good at Word Hunt though. Oh, we haven't played Word Hunt this year.
That's true.
We used to do that a lot. Ava's the only person who beats me in Word Hunt. Like, it's actually crazy. Nobody. Yeah, right.
No, I'm not good at it.
Nobody from my hometown would play with me. So
I wonder why.
And then I came with Ava, and she like wins all the time, and it irks me a little bit.
I used to play it on the corn bus with Odin.
I remember the corn bus. There was this one person who I was friends with in like grade 9, and I played against him when my eyes were closed, and I still beat him, which I think is kind of crazy.
Sometimes when my parents say that they have degrees, I have to wonder because I play word games with them. And I'm like, why are you guys so bad at this? Like, it's so funny.
When we first, like last year, when we first started playing like card games and stuff with Carissa, because Carissa loves board games, we would have, and because she has played these card games a lot more than we have. And so she was really good at them and she would win every single time. And so we'd have this joke that she was hoarding all the cards up her butt.
I hated that one too.
Yeah, you did.
But the thing is that we played Crazy Eights so often, and I won every single time. Yeah, I don't even know how it happened either. But there was like a long period of time where there was just no beating me. Like it doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah, Aislinn won the other day, which was crazy.
Yeah,
it was
kind of bizarre. No, it's because I didn't play a lot of card games and stuff growing up. Like so, a lot of the games that we play now, like I hadn't played before last year. No.
Like when I had free time, I was going downstairs being like, Mom, let's play cards.
You know what? I was playing with my little Polly Pockets and chewing on their clothes. Like that was me.
Is that why you wear a retainer now?
No. Guys, I only wear it at night, okay?
Anyways, game night. So that one was kind of crazy because a lot of stuff happened. I've fell down the stairs, and I also rolled down our
our
house is on a hill, and I was like, at some point during the night, I was like, I need to be outside right now,
which is really valid actually.
So I ran downstairs, and like our friend Evan Lee and I think it was Tyler, like followed us outside, and I was like, I need to be out here, and I go and I lay down. And I'm like spread out in like a starfish, and I'm in a dress too because I was like the Queen of Hearts, and I go to like sit up, and I don't make it, and I just start rolling down the hill. Another thing that happened, can I say it?
Yeah,
Aislinn fell in the bathroom, into the bathtub, and took the shower curtain down with her.
Like, it was so funny.
Like, it's a bar too. Like it's not just like she didn't just take the curtain; she took the whole bar down.
And apparently, it was really, really loud.
Yeah, it was. I was right outside, and I was like, "What just happened?"
The best part about that is that I remember like I was standing, and then I was in the tub. I don't remember the in between.
You guys remember?
You know, Ava doesn't even remember anything.
That's kind of so terrible. Oh, I also remember we were on, because we have a balcony. Mm-hmm. We were on our balcony, and I had a cowboy hat on because I was, I was dressed as like, me and Ava were like the idiot, the cowboy and the idiot farm girl who thought the cowboy's mustache was a squirrel from iCarly, and I had a cowboy hat on. Okay, and then I don't remember what happened. Carissa like moved her arm and flicked my hat off my head. It went off our balcony onto the ground, and I remember going, oh my gosh, my hat. And then we went inside literally within like a minute, I swear. Or like at least that's what it felt like at the time. I went in, I was like, I gotta go get my hat. And then someone just had it in their hand right there. And I was like, oh my God.
I remember that because Tyler, because I was like, oh, I'll go get it. And then Tyler was like, no, I'm gonna go get it. I was like, no, you're not. I'm getting it. And I almost like I missed a few steps on my way down the stairs.
I believe that.
Yeah.
with the speed that you got that back to me, you definitely missed a few steps.
Yeah,
God, that was like, it was such a good night too. Yeah. I remember at one point, I had had like so much to drink that I cut. Like Lexi was sitting there feeding me water, and the only thing I could do was like open my mouth and let her like give me the water. And then at one point I was doing a little bit better, and I like ran over to the fridge, and I was sitting on the floor like picking up the Jello shots, taking them, and putting them in the oven. And then Marley came up to me, and she's like, Krista, like, no, you, like, those don't go in there. And she was taking them all out. And then I picked up, we ran out of cups for Jello shots, so I took this, like, we had this huge bowl of just Jello, and I picked that up, and I was about to go for it.
Oh,
and
I remember that.
She took it out, and I was sitting there against the wall with the fridge open, just like, and she's like, okay, Krista, like, we're going to get away from the fridge.
That's so funny.
That was last game night, and we're having another game night like this weekend. And I'm so excited because we're gonna be done our essays. I'm still gonna be working during the day and everything, but it's just like a small break from all the hard work that we've been doing for the past 2 weeks. Because I mean, as we said earlier, like it's been the most like work heavy that it's ever been for us, especially because right after midterms, immediately we were shoved into
because we have a weekly assignment each week for one history class we have. I've got like chapter quizzes for one of my classes. Mm-hmm. Like it's just something every weekend all the time, which I think that's just school, but it's just more than last year.
I keep saying like the professors like clearly don't understand that I want to spend my weekend in the club.
Yeah.
like they need to chillax a little bit. That's not their fault, but maybe it is. Like maybe they should just know that I should be dancing on the weekends and not sitting in bed writing schoolwork. So our theme for this weekend is going to be Winter Wonderland, and we're going to decorate the place with, like, a bunch of cute stuff. I don't know who's listening, so I don't want to say everything. we did do a little ransom note invitation, which was kind of nice. Full circle moment. The other thing that I wanted to bring up was Minecraft.
Oh my god.
Because Ava Eisland and our friend Lexi, also referred to commonly as the hot blonde.
Our hot blonde friend Lexi.
They have been playing Minecraft on their phone all the time, and I didn't have it for a while. Like I used to have it, but I didn't have it right now. And I was like, oh, like eventually I will download Minecraft and I'll start playing again. But not yet because I was busy and everything. So I downloaded Minecraft on I think Friday, and I didn't know that you knew Aislinn. I told Lexi. I didn't tell you.
Because you had said something about you had it, but I knew that you had it and you weren't playing it with us. Because that's what I knew. I didn't know, remember what you had it on or anything.
So I re-downloaded it and, I started a new world because I had this world when I was a kid, and it was basically an amusement park, and it had probably 50 roller coasters. Like it was huge. I had like roller coasters, I had restaurants, I had like little mini, like, you know, those like pizza shops that you like walk up to, and it's just like they like food trucks basically. Like it had everything. I had houses for the workers who worked there. Like this was the world. And then the account got deleted. It was like my brother's account, and all of a sudden we were out. So I'm working on rebuilding that, but kind of like a modern Krista version.
Yeah, definitely.
So I've been like naming stuff after like my friends and stuff. Like one of my rides is, it's blue, and yesterday I was talking to Ava about what we should name it, and I was like, and Ava was like, oh, like Atlantis, because we just learned about Atlantis in our fakes, frauds, and mysteries class. And I was like, oh, I like Atlantis, but I don't know. And I was like, the blue kind of looks like that bottle of tequila, like the lid of the bottle of tequila that's sitting on my dresser. I was like, okay, so we're gonna name it Tequila in Atlantis. And then I have like a temple because it's like we're learning about Egyptian history, and I have one called Gold Rush for Taylor Swift. Like it's kind of cute and fun, and I'm still working on it. And I like every break that I get, I'm like, okay, it's time to go play Minecraft now. Like I have my schedule written out, and then I'm like, okay, if I get this done and this done and this done, then I can play Minecraft for an hour at this point. And that's kind of what I'm basing, like, my entire life schedule on right now.
I think that
Minecraft is what Club Penguin was, and Club Penguin was what Moshi Monsters was.
Yeah. Yes. It's all just some sick cycle.
We
just play a new
there's,
game.
There's History always just a game. Itself. Yeah. Nothing's ever new.
Nothing's new.
Nothing's new. Nothing new. What's that song? How does that go? It's by Taylor Swift and Phoebe Bridgers.
It's nothing new. I like that.
I don't remember the tune of it. Yeah. Like, I remember all the words, but I can't picture the tune. Weird. It'll come to me and then I'll feel really embarrassed that I didn't get it right now. But no. So right now the biggest thing for me is Minecraft and schoolwork. Anything to update, guys? Game night. Aislinn recently turned 19. So
yes, I did.
We are all more excited than we have ever been.
Because
go for it.
Because that means the three of us are all 19. I was the last one to turn 19. And Carissa really likes going to the club, and I haven't been able to go. But now we can all go to the club.
We can all go to the club. We're going to reassess the bad experience that was discussed in the first episode season 2 of After Class of Carissa. We're going to have some good memories. I'm so excited because I genuinely think Aislinn is going to be such a club person. Like, I feel like, okay, this is what I've been thinking. I feel like Ava is like a house party person, and I'm a club person. And I feel like you might be a club person.
Okay, we'll see. I'm interested.
We'll find out. Like, I feel like you might be like the little mix of like both of us, you know?
Oh, okay.
Like, you might like both.
Yeah.
But we gotta get to the club. And it's cold too.
Yeah,
like,
it's
gonna be
cold.
We're gonna freeze. Yeah. But once we're in, like, it won't be cold anymore. It'll be okay. I am excited for that, which is coming up soon. Radio Laurier is also hosting. We have a DJ, and we're doing a little concert, and it's going to be at the Yeti on November 30th. The tickets are like $15, or like pay what you can. And then the Yeti is in Kitchener, and there's four different bands that are going to be there, and it's ending with like a DJ from Laurier, which I think is really cool. It's at a bar. We're gonna have a good time.
Yeah,
I
so everyone should
that
probably just come and
should,
see us.
Yeah.
Not the band. Just come see us.
Yeah, we're
we'll
gonna
be
there, guys.
Main event.
We might have a couple signed posters for purchase, of course. We're not giving those out for free. No. It'll also be a chance for you guys to take a picture with the one and only hashtag Carissa for the Radio Laurier merch team 2025. Right. you can sign the petition. But no, I think it should be good. So if you're listening, then you should definitely come on out to that, because that is super exciting. We're also going to be getting Aislinn a drink, I think.
Yay.
We're getting Aislinn her drink at the bar. What are you going to choose? What do you think?
I have no idea. I haven't even thought about it, honestly.
No?
I've been too busy.
I think it's got to be something fun, I think.
I think, well, yeah, obviously.
Mm-hmm. I think my first drink was... I think it was a margarita, and it was like a fancy one in the airport with actually Jack and Harper. Jack is the station manager, and Harper is the music director. And we were in the airport flying back from our NCRC conference in Nova Scotia over the summer. And it was like, on my 19th birthday, I spent a 4-hour shuttle ride, and then like over 4 hours in the airport, and then a 2-hour plane ride. And that was my birthday. But Jack and Harper sang happy birthday to me in the airport. So that was like my first legal drink. But I went to a restaurant for dinner with two of my friends who go to Waterloo. And like my first like in Ontario at like an official restaurant, because I didn't get ID'd in the airport, which I thought was kind of like, not suggesting that. Anyways. but my first like time getting ID'd and like at a restaurant for my birthday, I got limoncello, which was so good. Would totally recommend.
What was Ava's? Was it whiskey sour? I was gonna say
whiskey sour.
Whiskey
that
sour.
Is my go-to. We were talking about that at the at our little social for the radio the other day, and they were like, I was like, you haven't tried a whiskey sour before? And the our program director, Grace, was like, no, like, I haven't. I was like, I think she said no. I can't remember. But she asked about whiskey. And I was like, oh, my God, guys, get on the whiskey sours, because that is the go-to. Like, that is go-to. If you're of age and you're looking for a good drink, get a whiskey sour.
Get a whiskey sour.
Ava has like a whiskey sour poster too, and I think it's so cute.
There's this bit at home, and like my parents would be like, "Oh, do you guys want apple juice or orange juice for breakfast?" And Odin goes, "I want a whiskey sour." And anytime there's any beverage involved, he's like, "I want a whiskey sour." And he was really jealous of the poster. I got the poster in spite of him.
This is from my mom. She wants to know how she can get free merch, as in like...
You can't.
I think she's talking about like the signed photo of us.
You have to be there in person. Okay, first person gets free merch from us, a t-shirt with our faces on it. You have to make it yourself though. Just get our permission.
But you can have it.
If you make it.
If you make it first.
You have our permission.
I feel like we can give a tiny bit of grace. Like, mom, I will draw you a picture of us and sign it, but you can't have the real thing.
Yeah, 15% discount.
Yes,
15. I like that. 15.
Yeah, that's fair. Pretty good. Yeah. I like that.
Guys, plus tax though, so be careful. That adds up.
We're reaching the end of our show today. The show has kind of been really special to me. I think I was talking about that like halfway through when we were playing Chapel Run, because, again, like we don't just kind of talk a lot, and sometimes I think that's really good for you to just kind of talk about what's going on and things like that. So for those of you who listened, thank you so much for listening in. We did two Chapel Run songs. Do you guys have like another one that you'd like to hear?
Do you have one, Ava?
I'm good with anything.
Anything? Yeah. All right, Aislinn, you're up then.
I don't know. Can we play Kaleidoscope?
Yes. Okay. I never, like, I didn't think you were going to pick that
really?
One.
Really?
No. I'll play it in just, like, a second.
Okay.
So thank you for basically everyone who tuned in. This one was actually really fun. This is us. This is an authentic us, except we missed a couple sarcastic comments from Ava, and you guys didn't get to see any of the eye rolls or looks that you guys were giving me when I said some of these things. But yeah, average life of... I honestly would not call our lives average, though, because...
I think we're pretty cool, actually, guys.
All the time, I think that were like in the main characters in a movie. And the other day too, I have 1 minute to say this. The other day my car broke down on the side of the road, and I texted Aislinn and I was like, I'm so sick of being the main character in this TV show. I just want to be a real girl again. Because sometimes I think about, like, I was about to say, oh, like, this is the average life of a university student, but it's kind of not. And I think about that and I'm like, what is everybody else doing while all of this stuff is happening to us?
We're just suffering. Like, yeah.
If you guys don't know, go listen back. The first show that we did from early, like, October is posted. Listen to that show and you'll get a little understanding of what's been going on. But anyways, thank you to everybody who listened to this show. I had a lot of fun today. I think this one was nice. I'll give you guys some updates probably within the next shows of how game night goes and whether or not it works, and I'll give you all an update on my Minecraft world as well, because I think that's the most important thing here.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you guys for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
Always. You know, I do live with you, so I'm kind of stuck with you guys. But as always, thank you guys for listening. I love you. Drive safe and have a good night. And this is Kaleidoscope by Chapel Run. I didn't let you guys say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.